From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Femuliner. To be labeled as organic, fruits and vegetables are required to be grown without genetic modification or synthetic chemicals. But what about produce that isn't grown in the dirt? There's a battle going on in the organic industry over hydroponics, the technique of growing plants without soil. As Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports, it gets at the very heart of what it means to be organic.
Chris Beckman raises organic beef and is the manager of Lincoln University's organic farm in central Missouri. That's where he's driving today, checking in on the plants and animals. And while we're there, we stop by a new addition to the farm, built recently by a colleague.
And we can take a look at it if you want to.
Yeah, let's take a look.
We hop out of the car and walk to what looks like a large bus stop covered in clear plastic tarps held down by blocks. Beckman peels the shelter open.
So she currently has developed this as a recirculating hydroponic system in which she has the 6-inch PVC pipe drilled holes, and she was growing a lettuce crop in here.
The rows of pipe run parallel to the ground and connect to a pump, which circulates a nutrient-rich fluid called compost tea. In this hydroponic system, that compost tea contains all of the nutrients the lettuce needs to grow. No soil needed.
Technically, this could be organic.
Technically, yes, because since she's doing a compost tea that does not utilize any type of man-made fertilizers or ingredients, all the ingredients here that are going to the compost tea are eligible for organic production.
And that's a problem for many farmers who say soil is the essential ingredient for organic production. Many organic farmers say that from its very inception, organic farming was built on nurturing soil health.
So yes, it does come down to what is the definition of organic production and is it truly eligible?
Ultimately, how the organic label is defined will shape the identity of what consumers expect from their organic kale. Farmers on both sides have been weighing in, and it's up to the National Organic Standards Board to advise the U.S. Department of Agriculture on what rule to make.
I understand that there's, you know, definitely a whole spectrum of how people interpret organic.
That's Oklahoma organic farmer Emily Oakley, who also sits on the board.
It's this, you know, beauty of looking at working with the natural ecosystem, and soil is the foundation of that.
Many small organic farmers are worried that cheaper year-round produce harvested from hydroponic farms and warehouses will undercut organic prices. On the other side are hydroponic farmers who contend their system protects soil by not even using it. At its November meeting, the National Organic Standards Board decided that while it is largely against adding hydroponics to the organic label, members needed more time to refine their official recommendation to the USDA.
It's a difficult issue to take a stand on, and I think they're looking for the most clear language possible to allow them to take a stand.
At its core, this argument is one of many popping up as the $43 billion organic industry explodes in popularity. Other organic dilemmas include, what is an organic fish? How big can an organic farm get? Should organic farmers be forced to pay into an industry group for lobbying and research?
You know, you may not get 100% of everything you're looking for in the solution, but the stakeholders, everybody feels heard. Everybody feels like the information was on the table. There was good deliberation.
Laura Batcha, CEO of the Organic Trade Association, says the issues might be new, but debate over what is and isn't organic has always been a part of the industry. It is constantly wrestling with new technology and techniques.
And it really is a farming and production system intended to meet the consumer's needs and expectations.
Indeed, a recent Pew Research survey showed 4 out of 10 Americans eat at least some organic food. Ultimately, it's consumers who hold the power, and they vote with their wallets at the grocery store. So if customers start snapping up hydroponically produced organic cucumbers, we'll likely see the organic sector shift again. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.